Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo 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 Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurmilitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamstya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganathan Vitam Tam Sajevam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Nitamscha. He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanustate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Golabhatta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam Chapter 18, text 59.
我们现在学习圣典波迦瓦坛第18章第59诗节。
Yad ahankaram ashritya na yochya iti manyase mityaisha vayasayaste prakritistvam niyokshyati.
译文：你如果不按我的指示行动，不作战， 就将被误导，你的本性注定了你必会作战。要知有圣帕普帕德提供，Arjuna是战士，是天生的Kshatriya，因此他天赋职责是作战，但是假我使他害怕杀死老师、祖父和朋友后会遭受恶报。事实上，他把自己当作他自己行动的主人， 就仿佛是他在掌管这些活动的好坏结果似的。他忘了至尊人格守神就在现场指挥他作战，这是受制约的灵魂所具有的健忘症。至尊人格守神给予有关什么好什么坏的指示，人只要怀着Krishna知觉去做，就能使人生变得完美。没人能知道自己的命运， 而至尊主却知道我们的命运，因此最好的做法是按至尊主的指示行动，应该重视至尊人格守神的命令，重视他的代表灵性导师的命令，应该毫不犹豫地执行至尊人格守神的命令，那将确保一个人在所有的情况下都安全。译文：你如果不按我的指示行动，不作战，就将被误导，你的本性注定了你
We're hearing from this section in the Bhagavad Gita where Lord Krishna is speaking about Bhakti Yoga.
我们现在您听的这部分《博迦梵》的内容是主 Krishna 讲述有关分爱瑜伽的内容。
He has explained in previous verses that he can only be known by devotional service.
在前一节中，他讲到，他只有通过分爱服务才能够了解他。
And devotional service means that we should work in consciousness of Krishna.
分爱服务意味着处于 Krishna 知觉当中。
Of course, that means also working in a manner which is favorable to Krishna.
也就是说，一个人他应该以善意的对 Krishna 善意的方式去行动。
Yeah, we have to not just think of Krishna and do what we want, but we have to act according to Krishna's instructions.
我们不能够只是想着 Krishna， 但却按照自己的意愿去行事。我们应该是按照 Krishna 想要我们做的方式去做事。
We have to take directions from Krishna. We have to be obedient to the instructions of Krishna.
我们必须从 Krishna 那边得到指示，必须对 Krishna 的训示非常顺从。
And when we follow Krishna's instructions, then we get Krishna's mercy.
当我们去追随 Krishna 训示的时候，我们就得到了 Krishna 的仁慈。
Krishna's mercy, by Krishna's mercy, we will overcome all the obstacles in the path, all the things which are making our service difficult, they will be overcome, they will be removed.
通过这样呢，我们就能够克服所有在服务当中，在这条道路上的困难。
There are many different obstacles which we face. Sometimes economic problems are there.
我们会面临很多各种各样不同的困难，有时候是经济问题。
Sometimes it's our own lack of ability to do something that we feel we don't have the ability to do it.
有时候是一些我们认为自己没有能力做到的事情。
Sometimes we have problems with our health.
有时候呢，我们有健康问题。
Sometimes we have problems to get along with other people.
有时候呢，我们和别人相处很难。
There are many obstacles in performing service to Krishna.
在为 Krishna 服务的过程中有很多困难。
We can't think, oh, devotional service is always so easy.
我们不能认为奉献服务总是很容易的。
There will be difficulties.
会充满着各种困难。
But by taking shelter of Krishna, then we can overcome all the difficulties.
但是通过托庇于 Krishna， 这样就能够克服所有的困难。
And taking shelter of Krishna means also taking shelter of Krishna's devotees.
托庇于 Krishna 也意味着托庇于 Krishna 的奉献者。
One devotee wrote to Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, there are so many obstacles stopping me from surrendering, from serving Krishna."
有一奉献者写信给 Krishna， 他说，要我皈依 Krishna， 要我臣服于 Krishna， 但是有很多障碍阻止我去这样做。
Prabhupada said, "With one kick of my foot, I can remove all the obstacles."
只要我，帕帕说，我只要一踢就能够踢走所有这些障碍。
Just one kick of his foot.
我一脚就可以把这些障碍都踢走。
That is the spiritual potency of the pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada.
这就是像圣帕帕德这样的纯粹奉献者所具有的灵性的力量。
If we take shelter of their instructions and try to serve in the right mood, we will overcome all the obstacles.
如果我们托庇这样的奉献者，去以一种正确恰当的心态去遵循他们的训示的话，我们就能够克服所有的障碍。
So Krishna is saying, by surrender, he will protect us and he will help us to overcome all the obstacles.
所以 Krishna 说了，通过臣服，这样他就能够帮助我们克服所有这些困难。
And we will be able to go, ultimately we'll be able to go back to Godhead, to be with Krishna.
自然我们就能够回归神手，能够和他在一起。
But we have to have that relationship with Krishna. We have to be working in consciousness of Krishna.
但是我们必须和 Krishna 有一种搭上关系，必须能够知觉到他。
can think of Krishna as our master and we're his servant.
我们可以想象 Krishna 是我们的主人，我们是他的仆人。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always said, Jivaswarupahai Nitya Krishna Das, a living entity is eternally the servant of Krishna.
Jiva Goswami 写道，生物体是至尊主的永恒的仆人。
But service to Krishna is only one relationship.
但是呢，作为仆人去服务 Krishna 只是与 Krishna 的关系当中的一种。
You can take Krishna to be your child.
我们可以把 Krishna 看成是自己的孩子。
We saw that Indian lady come here the other day with her little Bala Ladu Gopal deity of Krishna.
我们看到就是前几天有一位印度的女士，她带着她的
Ladu
Gopal 的小 Krishna 来了。
She's worshipping Krishna as her child.
她在把 Krishna 当做一个自己的孩子一样来崇拜。
You can also have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda to be your two sons.
你们也可以把 Chaitanya 和 Nityananda 看作自己的孩子。
Jamalila has got her two sons here.
Jamalila 这里有两个儿子。Jamalila 有两个儿子。
We can be the parent of Krishna.
我们能够成为 Krishna 的父母。
And we can be also the friend of Krishna.
我们也能成为 Krishna 的朋友。
Some people will worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda in the mood of friendship.
有的人怀着这种友谊的情感来崇拜主 Chaitanya 和 Nityananda.
Some are servants.
有些呢是作为仆人的情感来服务。
And some worship them like their child.
有人把他们当作孩子一样崇拜。
But there is also the mood of conjugal love.
那还是有一种就是这种情侣之，还有一种就是情侣之爱的这种崇拜。
And the mood of the gopis and their love for Krishna.
就好像牧牛姑娘一样，他们爱 Krishna。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they are also propagating this mood of conjugal love for Krishna.
主 Nityananda 和主 Chaitanya 同样，他们也来传播这种情侣之爱。
Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas to experience this mood of separation and love for Krishna.
尤其是主 Chaitanya。他当了sannyasi以后，他是以这样来能够体验到和 Krishna 之间这种分离的情感。
Lord Nityananda was more with the cowherd boys in the mood of friendship with the cowherd boys.
主 Nityananda 呢，他更多的是以一种牧牛童的这种友谊的情感。
But they were all in the mood of service to Krishna.
但是呢，他们都是处在一种服务的心态当中。
Consciousness of Krishna means we want to serve Him, we want to please Him.
知觉到 Krishna 就以 Krishna 知觉意味着我们想要去服务他。
And we don't just only think that, oh, Krishna, I want to. We don't just think only in our mind, but we must also serve Krishna with our senses, with our body.
我们不是说只是那边想想哦 Krishna， 我们而且应该用我们的感官，用我们的身体去服务。
Just like a woman will serve her husband，
就好像一个妇女，她要服务她的丈夫。
If the husband sees the home all dirty and no food is cooked for him，
如果丈夫看到家里一片脏得不得了，也没人做饭。
And then he says to his wife, "What are you doing?"
他就会跟他的妻子讲，你做到底干什么去了
？And she says, "I'm thinking how much I love you."
然后他妻子回答说，哎呀，我在想呀，我是多么爱你呀。
So the husband will say, "Then why don't you do some service? Why don't you cook for me? Why don't you clean the house?"
他丈夫就说，你为什么不做事干活呀？你不为我做饭，你也不打扫房间。
She said, "No, I'm just thinking how much I love you."
妻子就说，哎呀，我只是在想我多么爱你呀。
So So that love is not very meaningful.
所以呢，这样的爱并没有什么意思意义。
Love means service.
爱意味着服务。
We want to do service for Krishna.
我们想要为 Krishna 服务。
So Krishna is encouraging Arjuna also that he should surrender to him and do service.
Krishna 也在鼓励 Arjuna， 他应该向他皈依，而且做出服务。
In the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna told Krishna, "Shishastiham sadimam tvam prapanam. I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me."
在《薄伽梵歌》的开始 ，Arjuna 说：“我是你的，门徒，我完全皈依于你，请来指导我。”
So Krishna has been instructing Arjuna that he should fight.
所以呢 ，Krishna 在训示 Arjuna， 你应该作战。
He's never told Arjuna, "Oh, don't fight. You don't have to fight. I will do everything for you." He never says that.
他没有说你不必作战了，我会为你作战的。他没有这样讲。
No, he tells Arjuna, "You should do your duty."
他告诉 Arjuna， 你应该履行你的职责。
And here again, also Krishna is confirming this again.
在这里 ，Krishna 再次重申了这一点。
Remember, the 18th chapter is a summary of everything which has been discussed in the earlier chapters of Bhagavad Gita.
在大家记住，这十八章是所有其他章节的一个概括。
In fact, this verse is even very similar to a verse in the 3rd chapter.
所以呢，这个诗节和第三章的那个诗节也是很相似的。
Krishna says.In the 3rd chapter, no one can be idle, not even for a moment.
Krishna 在第三章中讲，没有任何人可以保持，不作为，即使是一分秒钟都不可以。
You know, Subhadra may sit there and go to sleep for some time.
有时候 Subhadra 在这里呢，他会打瞌睡。
She may go to sleep, but she won't sleep for long.
但是呢，她不会一直睡得很久，不会睡很久。
Sometimes then she'll get up when it's time for prasadam. She'll get up and she'll want prasadam.
当prasadam 好了的时候呢，她会醒来来准备荣耀prasadam。
When we have arti, she'll get up and chant.
如果我们开始做arti的时候呢，她会起来跟大家一起唱诵。
She may not say much during the class. She may not do much during the class.
上课的时候呢，他也不会一直打瞌睡。
During the class, she's not very active.
在上课的时候呢，因为他不是很活跃。
But that's only for a short time.
但是呢，只是一会儿。
Usually, she's very active.
通常的话，她是很活跃的。
She likes to move around and talk to everybody.
她喜欢到处走走，然后和任何人、和所有人都说话。
If we tell her don't do anything, just sit there, we will take care of. She won't be happy.
如果我们跟她讲你什么都不要做，就坐在那里好了，她就不高，她会不高兴的。
So we all have our nature.
所以我们每个人都有自己的天性本性。
Everyone has a nature, but by our nature we act.
每个人都有他的本性，而且通是以本性来活动的。
Just like some of these people in EU, they are businessmen.
就好像在 EU 有些人是商人。
EU has become a big business city.
EU 是一个很大的商业城市。
Everybody outside of China, they've heard of EU.
即使在中国
国外
他们都听说都知道义乌。
They say it's the wholesale market of China.
他们被称为是一个
批发市场。
一个批发市场，世界闻名的批发市场。
Yeah, very famous.
非常有名。
Why? Because so many businessmen are here.
为什么呢？因为有很多商人在这里。
Now, if we were to take them out of EU and put them in some quiet place,
然后如果我们把他们从EU
We will take one businessman out of EU and we will put him in a small town, a small village in the countryside.
如果我们把一个这样活跃的商人，然后把他从义乌带出义乌，然后把他带到一个很小的、很安静的地方。
Then he will start thinking also how to do his business.
他会在那里，他仍然会想怎么来做生意。
You're thinking, oh, we can. I should buy this wood. I'll take this wood to this other place, and we can sell it there.
他会想着，哎呀，我把这东西从这里买过来，然后把它拿到那里卖掉。
And you'll see what they're growing in the fields, what's being farmed, and you think, oh yes, we can take this to this place, another place, and sell it.
然后他们会想，这个地方卖掉。
What they're growing. 他们种什么东西？他们种什么水果？种什么？
就他看到。即使在一个农村里，他会想，他也会想，哎呀，他们种的是什么东西？我可以把它拿到其他地方卖掉，卖多少钱？这样子。
Because his nature is to do business.
因为他的天性就是做生意。
Yeah, he has that nature to buy and sell things.
他要买东西卖东西，这是他的本天性。
You can buy it for this price and can take it to there, sell it for that price.
我在这里用这个定价，然后到那里呢，以那个价格卖出去。
I'll make money.
我就可以赚钱。
Because his nature is to do business.
因为做生意是他的天性。
And a lusty man, wherever he goes, he will look for the women.
一个色欲很强的人，他无论到哪里都会看女人。
You take him out of the big city, he'll go in the countryside, he'll still be looking, where are the women?
即使他们被带出大城市，他到了农村，他还是看，哎，这个女人，那个女人。
Even you take him up a mountain, you'll be thinking, where are the women?
即使把他带到山上，他还会哎呀，女人在哪儿？
Because the nature is always to go looking for women.
因为他们天性就要去找女人。
So Arjuna also has a nature.
所以 Arjuna 也有天本性。
His nature is Kshatriya.
他的天性就是一位 Kshatriya.
His nature is to manage and to look after people and protect them.
Kshatriya 的天性就是去管理，看到人们去保护他们。
And when he sees irreligion, then he will act against it.
如果有不符合宗教原则的地方，他们就会去反攻，跟这种情况战斗。
So Arjuna in the beginning was thinking, "Oh, I shouldn't fight because it's sinful."
刚开始的时候呢，Arjuna在想。哎呀，我不应该作战，因为这很罪恶。
Yeah, I have to fight with people who are respectable people. I should honor them. My guru, Dronacharya, my grandfather, Bhishma. I should not fight with them.
他想，我要和这些我尊敬的人作战 ，Dronacharya， 然后 Bhishma， 我不应该和他们打仗。
I should respect them.
我应该尊重他们。
They're honorable people. They're worthy of my respect.
他们是崇高的人，他值得受到我的尊敬。
And these other people, Duryodhana and his brothers, they are my relatives.
其他人 Duryodhana, 他们和他的兄弟们都是我的亲戚啊。
If I fight with them just to get the kingdom, then that's sinful.
如果我跟他们打仗，只是为了获取王国，这很罪恶的。
Arjuna was thinking in material ways.
Arjuna 是在以物质的方式来思考问题。
He was not thinking, what does Krishna want?
他没有想 Krishna 想要什么。
Krishna is reminding him that even if you don't fight, although Krishna was telling him to fight, but Arjuna was still thinking, I'm not sure, should I fight? No, I'm not. It's not good. I shouldn't fight.
Krishna 在告诉 Arjuna, 你应该作战，但是 Arjuna 还在犹豫。哎呀，我不应该打仗啊。
Arjuna is hesitating.
Arjuna 他犹豫不决。
But Krishna is encouraging.
但是 Krishna 在鼓励他。
He said, even if you don't fight now, you're going to fight later.
他说，即使你现在不作战，你以后还是要打的这仗。
Because your nature is to be a Kshatriya.
因为你的天性就是一位 Kshatriya.
And if you don't fight now, you won't be able to act as a Kshatriya.
如果你现在不打仗，你以后你的我行动就不像一个 Kshatriya。
And then you're going to have to fight.
那么你就必须去打仗。
Because you cannot stop your own nature coming out.
你不能，因为你不能阻止自己的天性，展示出来。
Everyone has their own nature.
每个人都有他的天性。
And it comes due to our contact with the material energy.
这来自于我们和物质能量的接触。
Some people associate with the mode of goodness, some associate with the mode of passion, and others associate with the mode of ignorance.
有的人和善良心态联谊，有的人与情欲心态联谊，有的人与愚昧心态联谊。
Now we want to associate with the mode of goodness as devotees.
我们应该，我们奉献者应该喜欢和，想要和善良心态联谊。
But Arjuna, he has to associate.He has to follow Krishna's instruction.
但是 Arjuna 他必须遵循 Krishna 的训示。
And we should also surrender to Krishna's instruction.
我们同样也应该臣服于 Krishna 的训示。
We don't want to just only be in the mode of goodness.
我们不应该只是想要处在愚昧形态中。
We want to do what Krishna wants.
我们应该做，想要做 Krishna 想要我们做的事情。
But we have to know what Krishna wants.
但是我们必须知道 Krishna 想要我们做什么。
How will we know?
我们怎么才能知道呢？
We have to read Krishna's book, Bhagavad Gita.
我们必须阅读 Krishna 的书籍《国家梵歌》。
What is Krishna telling Arjuna?
Krishna 告诉 Arjuna 什么？
He's telling Arjuna, you have to surrender to me.
他告诉 Arjuna, 你必须臣服于我。
We have to surrender, we have to be conscious of Krishna.
你必须知觉到 Krishna.
And we have to know, Krishna is our friend. He's acting and he's telling us what is good for us.
我们应该知道 Krishna 是我们的朋友，他在告诉我们什么是对我们最好的。
Arjuna is thinking himself to be the doer of activities.
Arjuna 认为自己是行动的作为者。
But this is not correct. Everything is going on through the control of the modes of nature.
但是事实不是这样，一切都是在物质自然形态的控制下行动的。
These modes of nature are under the control of Krishna.
这个物质自然形态呢，是在 Krishna 控制之下。
So Arjuna should accept Krishna's instruction.
所以呢 ，Arjuna 应该接受 Krishna 的训示。
He should know that it's only by acting according to Krishna's instruction that he can be successful.
他应该知道，只有在根据 Krishna 的指示来行动，他才能够成功。
So this is Arjuna's illusion.
所以呢，这是 Arjuna 的迷惑。
Prabhupada said, no one should neglect the order of Krishna or the spiritual master.
圣帕帕德说，没有人可以忽视Krishna 的命令，也不或者是灵性导师的命令。
Of course, sometimes we said, sometimes we, the spiritual master's order is given up, just like Pali Maharaj gave up the order.
当然有时候呢，就好像巴利大军放弃他听从他的灵性导师的训示那样。
So Krishna is going to go on in this section of the Bhagavad Gita. He's going to go on to describe how Krishna is in the heart of everyone.
Krishna 在这个部分内容中讲到，就是他怎样在一个人的心内心。
Yeah, it comes in text 61.
这么 61.
Text 61.
在直到61十节。
There, Krishna says, I am seated in everyone's heart, directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated on a machine of the material nature.
这十节中Krishna 说，每个生物体都坐在一架有物质能量制成的机器上，至尊主处于他们心中，指导他们周流四方。
Although we may not want to act, we're forced to act because Krishna is there in the heart and he dictates.
即使我们不想去活动，但是我们 还是被迫还是要去活动，因为 Krishna 在每个人心中，他做出了指导。
Just like somebody is trying to give up smoking cigarettes，
就好像有人想要放弃，有人就是放就是戒烟。
Yeah, they have some bad habit like smoking cigarettes. They're trying to give it up.
他们有吸烟的坏习惯，他们试着去戒烟。
But they can't give it up.
但是他们却戒不了。
We know many young people have problems with drugs.
我们知道有很多年轻人他们都有吸毒的。
We had one devotee, he got involved with drugs.
有位奉献者，他后来就吸毒了。
Before he became a devotee, he was taking drugs. Then he gave up drugs to become a devotee.
哦，这是在他成为奉献者之前，他吸毒，然后成为奉献者以后，他就戒毒。
But after some time, again he got involved in drugs.
但过了段时间，他又再次吸上了。
That he did not take care.To be strong in his spiritual practice.
因为他不是太注意在灵修上很强，变得很强壮。
And he went back to drugs.
所以呢，他又回去再次吸毒了。
So material nature is very powerful.
所以呢，物质的本性它是非常的有力的。
How does it happen like this?
怎么会这样呢？
Why would Krishna allow someone to do that?
为什么 Krishna 允许我们去做这些呢？
Krishna is in the heart as a super soul and he remembers everything.
Krishna 作为超灵就是在内心，他记得一切事情。
And he arranges for everyone to fulfill their desires.
所以他做好安排，使所有的人都能够所有生物都能够实现他们的愿望。
We have to be very careful what we desire.
所以呢，我们应该非常小心自己想要什么。
Because we will get these desires, they come.
因为我们有了这样的一个愿望，他们就会最终会实现。
Sometimes we're thinking about material enjoyment. We want something in this material world.
有时候我们在想我们一些物质享乐的事情，我们在想要一些物质东西。
Krishna.The super soul in our heart knows our attachments and our desires.
心中的超灵，他就知道我们的依附，知道我们的愿望。
And we get the resultant of our desires according to our qualification and our desire.
然后我们根据我们愿望的，我们所希望我们的品质，获取相应的结果。
Someone may want to be a king.
有的人可能想成为国王，
but maybe he's not worthy to be a king.
但是呢，可能他并不能够成为国王。
They may become a king in the insect kingdom.
他可能最后会在这个昆虫的王国里变成国王。
They can't be a king in the human form. They can be a king in the insects.
他们即使不能成为这个人群中的国王，他们可能会投身在成为一个这昆虫的国王。
So you get the result of your desires.
这样，所以每个人都得到自己欲望的结果。
We have to be very careful to try to keep the mind controlled and desire only for Krishna's service.
我们必须非常小心地控制我们的心意，我们的心愿只能是去服务 Krishna.
Now in this section, Krishna is saying that Arjuna will act according to his nature.
在这里 Krishna 讲到 Arjuna 会按照他的本性去活动。
So, you know, maybe before we became devotees, we had a nature to do bad things, sinful things.
我们在成为奉献者之前有这种做一些罪恶活动的本性。
So can we change that nature?
我们能够改变这种本性吗？
It can be changed.
它是能改变的。
But it takes some time.
但是这需要一点时间。
You need to practice the process of devotional service.
我们需要来练习这个分外服务的程序。
Regularly hearing, chanting, and serving.
有规律的聆听、唱诵、服务。
Then we can get purified.
然后我们就能得到净化。
We can change. We can give up our bad habits.
我们就能够改变我们的坏习惯。
We know how even hunters became devotees of Krishna.
我们知道，甚至是猎人，他都能成为 Krishna 的奉献者。
Everything is possible by good association.
通过好的联谊，一切都是有可能的。
Just like that hunter, he only got a little association from Narada Muni, but he changed.
就好像那位猎人，他只是得到 Narada Muni 的一点点联谊，但是他却改变了。
And Narada Muni himself, in his previous birth, when he was the son of a Sudra lady, he got association for a little while with some saintly person.
Narada Muni 同样在他前身也只是一位仆人的女仆的儿子，他得到了一些圣人的联谊。
So association is very powerful.
所以联谊是非常有力量的。
We have to always want, we should always seek out the association of devotees.
我们应该总是想要并寻找奉献者的联谊。
Sometimes a devotee will say, "Oh, I don't want to associate with that devotee."
有时候奉献者会说，我不想和这个奉献者联谊。
That's not good.
这不对。
We should want to associate with any devotee.
我们应该想要得到所有奉献者的联谊。
Any devotee's association is worth more. It's better to associate with much better to associate with devotees than to associate with materialistic people.
即使是和任何一位奉献者联谊，都比与物质主义者联谊强。
Because you have to associate with somebody.
因为我们必须和某些人有联谊。
If you don't associate with devotees, then you'll be left to associate with materialistic people.
如果不和奉献者联谊，那么你就会和非奉献者联谊。
And then when you associate with materialistic people, then they will contaminate you. They will influence your consciousness.
如果我们和物质主义者联谊，我们就会受到他们的传染，会被他们会受到他们自己的污染。
And we will follow their standards.
我们会追随他们的标准。
The materialistic people do not know what should be done and what should not be done.
物质主义者他们不知道什么该做，什么不该做。
They do not know what it means to be clean.
他们不知道什么是洁净。
They have no standards.
他们没有标准。
But as devotees, we are very careful about these things. We know what's supposed to be done.
但是作为奉献者呢，在这些方面，我们都有很清晰的标准。我们知道什么是应该做的。
The materialistic people, they don't know about how to behave in a temple.
物质主义者他们不知道在庙宇里应该怎样行动。
They don't know which hand to eat with.
他们不知道该用哪只手来吃饭。
They don't know how to use japa beads.
他们也不知道怎么来使用念珠。
They don't know how to chant the holy name.
他们也不知道怎样来唱诵圣名。
So we have to appreciate, we have to want to, we have to have a desire to appreciate devotees.
所以呢，我们必须欣赏奉献者。而且必须有愿望，想要来欣赏奉献者。
Devotees are very rare.
奉献者是很罕有的。
If we cannot associate with the, if we don't associate with the few devotees we have, then we will have a difficult time to progress in Krishna consciousness.
如果我们跟某些奉献者很难相处的话，那么我们在分爱服务进步的道路上就会遇到障碍，就会很难进步。
Just to get association every year, the devotees would go from Mayapur all the way to Jagannath Puri. They would walk for 2 weeks.
就好像每年的话，都有奉献者，他们会走2个星期到 Jagannatha Puri 去，在 Maya 的奉献者会步行两个星期去到那个 Jagannatha Puri。
Yeah, and just to associate with the Lord Chaitanya and the devotees.
只是为了去和 Chaitanya 和他的奉献者联谊。
Prabhupada traveled the world several times.
圣帕帕德他在全世界做旅行，有几次几次全球旅行。
He told us, he said, I am traveling just simply to see you, to save you all from Maya, to stop you all from falling down.
他告诉我们说，我做这样的旅行只是为了来拯救你们，从 Maya 手中拯救你们，使你们不再堕落。
Prabhupada knew that if he did not come regularly to see us, that we would all simply end up in, we would just simply be in Maya.
帕帕德知道，如果他不这样做的话，我们会处在这个玛雅当中。
He would come and see what we were doing. What is the temple like? Is it clean?
他会来，然后看我们在做什么，来看是不是庙宇是不是洁净。
And then he would taste the prasadam and tell us if the prasadam was cooked nicely or not.
然后他会品尝 prasadam， 来看看这 prasadam 是不是做的比较好。
Yeah, Prabhupada was very particular how what everything we did.
所以呢，他会很关注所有这一切。
He would check the accounts. He would say, "Are you keeping the accounts?" He wanted to see the accounts.
他有时候想看看这个庙宇的账目是不是清晰。
Yeah, every temple we have to keep accounts, just like in Hong Kong, we're registered as a charity.
就好像在这每个庙宇都应该有账目，这就好像在香港，其实他们有一个专门账目来管理捐款。
When Hong Kong was under England, when it was a British colony, we were registered in London as a charity.
那么当香港还是在殖民统治时期呢，他们在这个伦敦呢有一个慈善的基金。慈善的
charity 啊，基金会
哦，慈善基金会对。
So every year accountants come and audit our accounts, check the accounts.
每一年呢，这个会计呢都会来看这个账目怎么样。
And up to the present, every year they have to come. The auditors, there's an accountant, there's an auditor, they check everything.
每一年呢，他们都会来。审查各个项目。
So Prabhupada, you know, he was concerned about all these things. He wanted that our movement that would be properly organized.
所以呢，帕森帕巴他会很关心所有这一切。他想要我们的运动呢是在一个正确的方向上运作。
Of course, we can't do these things yet in China because we are not operating.
当然，我们不能在中国大陆做这些，因为一切还没有运作起来。
But these things are, these all show how much Prabhupada cared about the devotees, and he wanted that Krishna consciousness would go on.
但是呢，从这些事实中，我们发现，我们可以知道，圣帕帕的对奉献者是多么的关注。
He cared. He wanted to see that the Krishna consciousness would go on. This, and even after he left the world, he wanted that Krishna consciousness would continue to be spread.
圣帕可以看出圣帕帕对我们这个运动的运作有多么关注。即使他离开躯体以后，他仍然希望我们这个运动能够继续下去。
Because he cared, he wanted that people would benefit.
因为他非常关注这些，他想要人们能从中受益。
That they could become Krishna conscious and go back to God.
像人们就能够具有 Krishna 知觉，能够回归神手。
So Krishna is saying to Arjuna, "You have your nature. You have to fight one day."
所以 Krishna 在告诉 Arjuna, 你是有你有你的天性，所以呢，总有一天你会作战的。
So in the same way, whatever our nature is, we should use it in the service of Krishna.
同样的话，无论我们有怎么样的本性，我们都应该用来服务 Krishna.
Somebody wants to cook, they like to cook, they can cook for Krishna.
有的人想 喜欢烹调，他应该为 Krishna 烹调。
Somebody likes to grow vegetables and offer them to Krishna. They can do that for Krishna.
有的人喜欢种菜，然后把它供奉给 Krishna， 那么他就这样来服务 Krishna。
Whatever talents we have, however we feel inclined to serve Krishna, do it for Krishna.
无论我们有怎样的智慧，我们有怎么样的倾向来服务 Krishna， 都用来服务 Krishna。
We can make nice dresses and flower garlands, offer them to Krishna.
我们可以做非常美丽的衣服，然后穿花环，把它供奉给 Krishna.
We want to use our talents, our nature, to serve Krishna, to follow His instructions.
我们想能够用我们这种天性的才能来服务 Krishna， 来追随 Krishna 的训斥。
And in this way, we make our life successful.
这样的话，我们就能够使我们的生命变得完美。
But if we act in a manner different from our nature,
then
we will not be happy. We will not be satisfied.
如果我们不按照我们的本性去活动的话，我们就不会快乐，我们不会满足。
Any questions?
大家有什么问题吗？
At
my age, what kind of duty I should have?
Well, you have to act according to your nature.
你可以按照你的天性来活动。
What do you like to do for Krishna?
你喜欢为 Krishna 做什么呢？
You like to worship the deity?
你喜欢崇拜神像吗？
我喜欢。
Yeah, so you should do that.
所以呢，你就这样，你去就做这个，
尽量去做就行，做这个职责。
可以啊 ，Yeah, worship the deity. You like to do that? Do that. It's very nice. Krishna, that's Krishna consciousness.
你喜欢服务神像的话，就你就去服，你就服务，这非常好，这会使你具有 Krishna 知觉。
Give Krishna nice dresses.
给 Krishna 穿好看的衣服。
Worship Gornitai.
崇拜 Gornitai。
You can give them some winter clothes for the cold weather.
天气冷的话，你可以给他做一些冬天穿的衣服。
Yeah, give them some. You can give some chadar.
你还可以给他们做一些这个搭架。
Yes, this is in our retired age, we can devote ourselves completely to the worship of Krishna.
当我们到达退休年纪的时候，我们可以把自己完全奉献于服务 Krishna 的活动。
Yeah, you don't have your material duties are retired. You've given them up.
你的物质的职责，你是不是从你的物质职责中已经退出了，隐退出来了？
So、
你放弃他那些物质的职责了。
You're not doing business anymore.
你不做生意的吗？
很多年没做。
So you just concentrate only on devotional service.
所以呢，你只用专注于奉献服务就可以。
Yeah, chanting, worshiping the deities, and telling people about Krishna.
唱诵、聆听、崇拜神像，跟别人讲 Krishna 知觉。
Distribute prasadam when you can.
如果尽可能的去派发 prasadam。
People all appreciate your prasadam.
人们大家都很喜欢吃您做的 prasadam.
小周，
小周
，so he liked your prasadam.
他小周啊，他们都很喜欢您做的 prasadam.
谢谢，
谢谢，
谢谢。That's preaching.
这是传教。
Giving people the mercy of Lord Chaitanya through his prasadam.
通过 prasadam 来给他们。组成参加的人次。
Gornitai's prasadam.
Gornitai's prasadam.
Wherever you go, you must take prasadam with you.
无论你去哪里，都要随身带 prasadam.
Distribute it.
把它派发出去。
Yeah.
那个还有一个问题，就是上次我到上海，
车回来，在路这火车上，我见到了一个很年轻的一个，一个眼睛没有了。他是五六岁的时候，父母双亡，然后呢，就是哥哥哥哥嫂嫂们过生活了以后，哥哥嫂嫂打骂，然后可能就哭，把眼睛哭坏了。把眼睛哭坏了，他上了火车上来了，唱那个歌，他那个歌唱得很好听，他就用那个钱。用那个钱呢，哎呦，刚才瓶子都花不了，就可以给他两块钱五块钱啊。在那天呢，一想短信就是在这里打仗了，打心理仗了。我这个山那里就带了四个上海的这个饺子这样的山那，然后带了四个人，就是算好的，一人一个，分掉一分他们两个分掉了，那这边就是几个人没有了。俺爸爸一个，俺爸爸一个，我妈妈一个，我爸爸一个，就是那会儿，怎么给两块钱好了，还是给个三了好了？就这么想，到底是，这是想的时候呢，好了，他走过去了，什么没给，心里还是这个问题，到底给个三了好了，还是到底是是给两块钱好？那这样的问题我应该给怎么样？
嗯 ，Well, it's better to give prasadam.
Give prasadam 更好。
Give prasadam 更好。
But usually people want money, but you can't be sure what they will do with the money.
一般的话，人们想要钱，但是呢，我们不知道他们用钱来做什么。
用钱肯定去买肉吃呗。
Yeah, well, so if they 如果他们买肉，就对我们是不好的。
啊，这样就不好啊。其实我这个问题，过了好几天，我说有朋友来了，我就把这个问题问一下。不管他几块钱、几毛钱，肯定对我们自己有不好的，真的是。那平时的话，我肯定是五块、十块、五块钱。看看这个年纪轻的人可怜，但是他那个歌唱的很好听。是这个年纪轻的人，眼睛瞎了，又会唱，不是吗？那还比我好啊！这个车上
In the holy places, when you go to the holy places, there are also people begging there.
如果我们去圣地的话，那里也有乞丐。
And we can give some charity.
我们可以给他们一些布施。
Some small donations.
一些一点点钱。
零钱。
对，零钱。
他们给钱，给过一个人就不得了了，包这么的钱。
啊？
嗯。
在哪里？
哦，包多少的钱？
圣地
呀，在圣地呀，在哥瓦达那边。
Someone also wrap in Holy Land, wrap the bags.
啊，很多很多很多小孩。那我那边他们一告诉我的时候，我还好把这个包紧紧的包起来，包起来他那个拉链都被我拿开。
Yeah, you have to be careful. Jalani Mataji, her handphone was stolen. And she was on Parikram with us in Govardhan.
Oh, yo, Jalani Mataji, she was on Parikram with us in Govardhan.
Young boys all got round her, and then they were.
有很多
哎，对小男孩，他们就围着他，把这个手机。
And they were saying, "Give one, give one," and there were five, six, seven of them round her, and one of them.
拉链都给你拉开，墙都已经拉出来了，但是没有发觉。
But in, 如果你到圣地的时候，有一些人要饭的人，他们在外边很多是寡妇，我们给他们零钱。如果你不给他们，这个是不好的，因为他们非常善良的，他们也不吃肉。在圣地的人，他们不是跟大城市的人一样。到圣地的人，这样的人，他们很虔诚，他们就在那边做。灵手啊，他们生活非常简单，所以我们 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 告诉他的门徒 Prabhupada 的灵性老师告诉他的门徒，别零食给他们一点，你应该捡一点呢、啊，给他们零钱、嗯。
我们那次去的时候，本来是想的。你给不一个人，那些个小孩
家
都八九了，
是不是？
你走不走了？
哦，对，小孩子也需要注意。我们希望给年纪大的人，能给他
年
纪大的人。小孩子他们很顽皮。
哎，小孩子就走都走不了，是这样
说。嗯。
文大文可能好一
就是为了说神啊，布施应该在神地做的
啊，对，
给布施应该在神地，是这样是好的，是好的地方做布施。做布施的应该是有钱的人，那不是退休的人、年纪大的人，他们没有什么多钱。可是，一般的他如果他们有钱很富有啊，就是的有很富有，他们这样的人是他们的责任。你不需要给啊，就随便啊，不是你的事。
不是给，那就是给年纪大的
人。不是分土色的。那么为了做糕饼的人可以分糕饼，那么我们不做糕饼的人分水果可以吧？
可以啊。
干果、水果、花生啊，做什么东西也可以啊。
好，我们做阿弟。
梦来人不能来不能。